Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the inventor of the Lambo Leap, inventor of the Leap Rock, coming to a store and restaurant near you. Dan Plucker, executive producer of the show, Other Side of the Glass, coming up this hour. Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette at 3:45. Adam McKelvey comes up next hour at 4:45, our Milwaukee baseball insider from Brewers.com and MLB.com. You'll hear from Matt LaFleur coming up at 5:35. Switching gears now to talk about the guy that won back-to-back MVPs. He already won the Defensive Player of the Year award this year, and that's Giannis. Are Giannis' awards diminished because of the early exit in the playoffs for the Milwaukee Bucks? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And before we went to break, Leroy actually said, fair question, and I can probably count on one hand he's actually been okay with one of our questions. So, to me, that's a big deal. So, Leroy, with that being said, let's start with you. Are Giannis's awards diminished because of the early exit in the playoffs?
Well, in the barbershop, it is. Outside the barbershop, it's not. I'll explain. Here's why. This is a regular season award. Facts, right?
Is yes, that true? Correct.
Okay. So he deserves it. And that's why I've been telling people. And I'm a LeBron James guy. Anybody in the purple and gold, I want them to win every year. But the barbershop sees it different. They're like, the only MVP we care about is finals MVP when you win it, what Kevin Durant has. And I think, well, what swayed y'all? What swayed y'all a little bit? Well, listening to Eric Name. When he said, we're not going to get fooled again by voting for you if, paraphrasing of course, if you can't get to the finals and win a championship or however. But, and I tried to get him to explain that. I don't understand how, what you're going to guess if he's going to win it or not. He's going to always put up 30, 12, 15. Those numbers are always going to be there. So are you going to give it to him every year? Or are you going to say, I'm not giving it to you no more. You're done for MVPs. I don't care if you put up 40, 10, and 10. You're never going to get MVP because we don't think you can win a championship. How are you going to know? So you're going to just not give it to him until the following year once they win it, because I believe they will win it in Milwaukee. That's why I think he'll sign the Supermax. It's just, I mean, how can you have it both ways? You're supposed to vote based on the rules, not what you think they'll do in the postseason. My favorite NBA player of all time, Kobe Bryant, I think he got one MVP. They gave it to Steve Nash. Gary, I think he averaged 17 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists or something like that, doubled up, whatever. Kobe was putting up 35 and taking his team to the, you know, to the big dance. But he was more valuable most dominant. They got to put all. That's why it's just kind of a head scratcher when it comes to awards. What do y'all go by? The people that vote. Numbers, eye test, analytics, team success. What do you go by? I mean, I just don't get it. So now y'all want to change it because they got beat by Miami. I just don't get that. This is a regular season award. So they're voting based on that. So when the pandemic, they say, hey, man, we're going to wrap this up now and put it in a black box somewhere to after later, and we'll, you know, announce it later. It has nothing to do with these games in the playoffs. Once you heard that, that was good news for Giannis. But had they said, we're going to hold this award until the finals are over, it'd be different. So I don't see how you could, Bucks fans, stick your chest out. My guy got the MVP. And when somebody come with you with that smoke, one of my favorite podcasts, by the way, hey, man, they voted, put your hands up and say, hey, they voted already, regular season, cuz. What else you want me to tell you? I mean, and the vote wasn't even closed. I mean, that's a regular season award. So I can't wait to hear people call up that wants Booten gone and don't really care if Giannis won it or not.
Well, Giannis talked earlier today from Athens, Greece, with Ernie Johnson after winning his back-to-back MVP. And remember last year, Giannis said out there in the plaza when he accepted the award last year down by Fiserv Forum that, you know, after today, no more calling me MVP until I win it next year. So now he wins it today, and, well, the question comes up again.
Back-to-back MVP award. So I guess last year when you said you can't call me MVP until I've done it twice, now we can call you the MVP, huh?
No, not yet. not yet. I got to set a goal, which I don't know the goal, what the goal is right now. Actually, I know what the goal is. Don't call me MVP. Don't call me two-time MVP until I'm a champion.
Don't call him two-time MVP until he's a champion, Gary. So until then, you don't need to call him two-time MVP. Which is, I mean, that's nice. I mean, I'm glad the goal is a championship at the end of the day. He also talked earlier about how he loves Budenholzer and thinks Budenholzer did a great job setting them up for success and winning basketball games in the regular season.
Did?
Oh, yes. He likes himself some Budenholzer. So he said a lot of that stuff earlier today. Are Giannis's awards diminished because of the early exit in the playoffs? 414-799-1250. We're good, Gary's thoughts, but first let's check in with James in Pewaukee. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that one guy who should be in the Hall of Fame we were just talking about a second ago. It's a regular season award. It's we're not talking about playoff MVP. If you want to have that award, we should have that award, but it's also a strange season. This is pretty much a glorified summer league with some fans noise pumped in and a bunch of people sitting in front of their computers making funny faces on the sidelines. to act like, you know, this is a regular thing where the Nuggets are somehow being the first team in the NBA history to not come back one time from a 3-1 deficit, but back-to-back in the series, there is no home court advantage. It's a weird thing. We got the Nuggets and the Heat playing in the conference finals. We got dudes like Harrell, you know, playing balls to the wall, just killing it. And all these weird things are happening. I think anybody who says that it's diminished because of a strange summer league season and who acts like it is a postseason award doesn't really know what they're talking about. That's it.
Facts.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You know, this is, for me at least, Gary, yeah. It is diminished. It really is.
Oh, man.
No, look.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought I was muted. Go ahead.
Listen, if you would have given this award out once the regular season ended, before the first round of the playoffs started, I think everybody would have been like, dude, this is awesome. Like, this is amazing. And it is awesome.
They told you, Steve, when they were going to do it.
No, they didn't. We had no idea when they were announcing MVP. None. No, we had no idea when any of these awards were announced in the bubble. It was literally the day of when you found out that it was being announced.
we talking about two different things. They told you we're gonna wrap up the MVP. It has nothing to do with the playoffs. They told you that.
No, they said it had nothing to do with the last eight games in the bubble. They concluded MVP voting prior. Okay, but hold on a second. So my point on this is, okay, all votes have to begin before we get to the eight games in the bubble prior to the postseason, right? So in my opinion now, looking at it now, again, now from a Bucks fan standpoint, if you got knocked out in the second round, it would have been better for Bucks fans probably if this all would have been announced before you got to the first round of the playoffs. Have your half-hour show from the bubble. Have your guys there. Name defensive player. Name MVP. Name all of that stuff. And then go into the postseason and start the first round. Because there's two reasons for it. One, I mean, nobody thought the Bucks were going to get knocked out in the second round of the playoffs, obviously. They didn't think this was going to happen.
Miami did.
Right? So, okay, maybe Miami. But nobody else. So, from that perspective... No. They missed on this. They thought they'd still be in it, going to the Eastern Conference Finals. We'd be able to talk about the MVP in the Eastern Conference Finals. So now it kind of backfired on him a little bit because now he's no longer there. He's in Athens, Greece, doing this interview versus still being in the bubble and then being able versus them being able to promote back-to-back MVP tonight on TNT or whatever. You could have had that label and that promotion all the way through the rest of the regular season for eight games, all the way through the playoff run as well, and you missed out on all of that marketing and all that opportunity because you waited so long into this thing to announce it. To me, it's a missed opportunity because now it becomes a talking point. Now, thankfully, it's on Friday afternoon, so you push it into the trash, hopefully, over the weekend, and people are talking about the NFL on Monday. But
we're
otherwise,
talking about it right now on a Friday when we talk all football.
Right,
Steve,
but the morning TV shows with all the talking heads and all the guys make a lot of money, they're done for the day already. By the time they come back on TV on Monday, I highly doubt this will be a talking point. But this would have been a talking point had they released this on, say, Tuesday or Wednesday. It would have dominated the headlines that he wanted and wasn't even able to get out of the second round. It's just a bad look. If you're going to wait this long, you might as well wait until the playoffs were completely done and then announced it, in my opinion. Gary, what do you think?
I agree with you, Steve. It has lost some of its shine, no doubt about it. And Leroy's right. It is a regular season award.
It is,
He won it in a regular season.
Yeah.
They should announce this at the end of the regular season. And then and then if they want to do something in the playoffs, should be a MVP in the playoffs. It loses its shine because you get knocked out, right, early, and you don't see the guy anymore. I mean, I'm sure it's happened in the history of the NBA. I'm sure it's happened, but out of sight, out of mind. No, most certainly, 414-799-1250. I want to hear from him because, for me, yeah, it has lost some of its shine. Anybody say that it hadn't, then something wrong with it. Yeah,
I'm sure it's been people won the MVP that probably didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, right. And so you don't even know who those guys are. But for me, it's lost some of its shine, no doubt about it. I mean, the guy is sitting at home. You know, we've been talking the last two, three days about is John's coming back? Is he not coming back? Budenholzer coming back? Budenholzer going to be handcuffed. This, that, Young's, they going to be at Young's house. They're meeting at Young's house. They serve ribs. They serve salmon. They serve it on paper plates. John Horse wasn't there. He wasn't there. That wasn't there. I mean, it's just, there's so much other stuff swirling around him that the MVP is almost an afterthought. He even thinks that, too. He knows that. He wants the championship. That's what it's all about. When you get knocked out the way they got knocked out, yeah, it's great. I'm not saying it's not great for the guy not to have MVP. He earned it. No doubt about it. He should be the MVP. But the way they lost, yeah, it has lost some of its shine. Diminished, you can use that word too. 414-799-1250.
Y'all got to stay focused,
call
man.
Me and tell me if I'm wrong. Or call up and tell me if Leroy is in the spin cycle once again.
No, I didn't ask to get in the spin cycle.
And take her.
It's
and,
just
and,
facts.
And what's the fact, Leroy? It hadn't lost some of its shine?
No, I was excited to see it. They've been holding on to it for long.
Yeah.
So y'all beef is with the NBA, not like with the Bucks losing.
Well,
it's
well, but that too, because the way that they lost. I mean, it's all that. I mean, you got all other stuff.
So the pain of that, I mean, you can't never get over it. You just stuck.
It's lost. The MVP got lost.
Come on, Bucks fans. Got lost. Y'all got
414-799.
Just
y'all need to stop. The MVP he won got lost.
Not only the MVP, the season in itself was a lost season.
Yeah, got lost. Well, I ain't going there for Steve, but I'm just saying the award.
Sure was.
The so you gonna blame the pandemic on the Bucks too?
The award itself, itself got lost. It just did.
All right,
wrong.
All right,
I could be wrong.
You definitely are wrong.
All right, let's see.
414-799-12. Call
me. I know the number,
know,
man. Don't keep
wrong.
Putting the number out there.
I want folks to hear me and call me right now.
Are Giannis' awards diminished because of the early exit in the playoffs?
No,
We got some people on hold who may agree with Gary.
414. Tell me what social media say, Steve.
I'll do that too. 799-1250. Hey, another football season is here in the Q Club of Wisconsin. Welcomes both old and new customers for safe dining and watching the games with their huge entertainment game room and awesome food selections and drink specials. If you like bocce ball, they got indoor bocce ball. You will find all of your favorites on their menu, from loaded burgers, wraps, wings, really, really good, plus their Wednesday and Friday legendary fish fry. Today's Friday, and get this, it's piled high with all of the extras. Plus, start the weekend early with their breakfast specials on Saturday and Sunday mornings, starting at 9 a.m. Get there early because it's good stuff. Visit their Facebook page or QClubOfWI.com. QClubOfWI.com. Don't forget it. And get all your menu and updates on what's going on over there at QClubOfWI.com. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha.
As long as everybody's on the same page and as long as everybody's fighting for the same thing, not fighting every single day, which is to be a champion, why not be in Milwaukee for the next 15 years?
Why not be in Milwaukee for the next 15 years, Giannis says earlier today in his conversation with Ernie Johnson on NBA TV, accepting his MVP award. Now, back-to-back MVP, and you heard from big voice guy there, Giannis, one of only three NBA players to ever win the MVP and Defensive Player of the Year award in the same season, the other two being Hakeem and Michael Jordan.
Y'all want to diminish that.
Your thoughts. Are Giannis' awards diminished because of the early exit in the playoffs? Got one here from, I'll call him Rupp. I think he is deserving of the award, but it is slightly and temporarily diminished because the early playoff exit is still so fresh. That's from, I'll call him Rupp.
Yeah.
Another one here, Mequan Weather says, absolutely not. Giannis is a beast. And honestly, mark my words, he's winning MVP next year. If he doesn't get it next year, you can blame me. And that is from Mequan Weather Nick, tweeting in at 105.7 FM The Fan. Let's hear from you as well on the phones. Are Giannis' awards diminished because of the early exit in the playoffs for the Bucks? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ram Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Thanks for taking my call, Sparky.
Sure.
And Gary. Hey, Gary, what's wrong with Leroy?
You know what's wrong with Leroy, man.
That's why your name ain't going to never be on the T-shirt.
That's
why your name will never be. Ebony 2.
They should be limited to talking about football only over there.
Why is that?
Yeah, because y'all really out there, man. I'm going to say this. He played like an MVP during the season, but not during the playoffs.
But it's a season award.
Okay, but you got to understand.
There is no but. There is no but.
They go by eye test, and he didn't play. When you say MVP or all NBA, that means you're playing dominant.
Oh, my God.
He was dominant in the regular season. That's what the award is.
He wasn't even dominant in the bubble. Before the playoffs started.
But the voting was done before the games in the bubble.
But what you see now is with all the social media, now in social media, he getting blown up.
Who cares about that?
Yeah, you know, and that's millions of people. There's people having different opinions on things. But, and then you got to look at it.
That's the people with three followers and they got an egg for their picture. Come on.
He's shooting air ball free throws.
Everybody's done that before. Jordan shot air ball free throws.
When you say MVP, you mean you the most dominant player regular season, and that got to roll into the playoffs. And then I think the last thing is, like what Gary said, is how you went out. One year you won two, you lost four in a row, and this year everyone was saying that Miami was going to get
it. Ram, you a hater, man. Get this guy off my phone.
Look, Gary, people were saying Miami was going to get the Bucks when they went down to Miami and played them, and they dominated the Bucks. They said if they see them in the second round, people were saying that way back in February. March. I think it was in March, something like that. So what I'm saying is,
even if
they're saying the Bud don't have nothing for you, don't you supposed to be the MVP? He said, no, I got to overcome that. I got to do what I got to do to get my team on top. That's what it looks like to me. But other than that, I say he played like that in the regular season, but in the bubble, in the playoffs, I say no.
Man.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
You have people in your family, you wonder why they're in your family.
Yeah.
And you wonder why you have the cookout, everybody's name on the back of the shirt, but their family ain't. That's Ram.
All right, I got another one coming.
I want to hear a good argument for your people to tell me this is, go by the rules, is a regular season award. Tell me how this man lead everything in every category, in every category in this team. He's done everything for regular season. Now y'all want to move the goalpost. But they want to move the goalpost, Steve.
I know what the award is. I get it.
But you want to diminish it too.
Because of what happened with the team. Because of what happened with the team and when this was announced.
That's,
yes.
That's two different things.
That's what, no, it's not. My feelings are connected. No. I'm a Bucks fan. I'm not just a Giannis fan. That's not how it works. Now, again, we've seen just Brett Favre fans. We've seen that. They all said bye-bye to you Packer fans. See ya. I'm out. This is about Brett Favre, not about you. Hey, look, I'm a Bucks fan. So Giannis is on the team. I like Giannis too. That's fine. But they're not separate in my mind.
Steve,
what is your
see what Gragic said about the Bucks?
Who?
What
is
his
name?
Goran Dragic? Oh, from the from the Heat. Yes.
Did you see what he said about the Bucks?
No.
No, what did he say?
He said, well, they were pretty much, he's paraphrasing, that they were an easy team to play. Because they only have to worry about one guy, and they can throw so many bodies at him. He says the Boston Celtics are much more difficult to play.
It doesn't look like it based on how they're handling them, too.
Say that. Yeah, they beat
They were down again yesterday in the second half.
They were just talking about matchups.
Right.
That's all. I mean, I understand what they're up, but I'm just saying.
Well, Middleton should frame that quote and look at it every day the rest of the offseason.
Him and Bledsoe.
I don't know
if
Bledsoe will be there, but
yeah. But I'm just saying, if he's there, him too. Yeah, that kind of sums it up with the Milwaukee Bucks, right? Just throw all the jokers at Giannis and just let Middleton, let them just do that thing, because they ain't going to win.
Are Giannis
If they'd have gave Giannis that, real quick, Steve, if they'd have gave Giannis that award in the bubble, say they'd have given that award in the bubble, I think it would have been worse. Okay, he already MVP, now he's going to the playoffs, and then they get beat, and he's out.
Might have been.
He might be right. He still would have had the award, and y'all still would have been mad. So
but you would have had, but the difference is, I'll tell you the difference.
If they
would have announced it after the eight games, before the playoffs first round started, and had like a little half-hour special on NBA TV or something, announced defensive player, announced MVP, rookie of the year, all that, right? They knock it all out one night. Now we're done. Okay, fine.
Yep, you're done.
This is what happens. First round hasn't started yet. So your anticipation of the first round, So now the fan base, Giannis, his teammates, everybody celebrating what a great season he had and everything else. Now the postseason starts. Okay, now we move on. Let's go play. That's the difference. Instead,
he still would say he's still lost.
We wouldn't. It wouldn't have come up because it would have already been announced two rounds ago. This would have been done. The conversation never comes up about it being diminished. We would have celebrated. It would have been done.
Yes, it would have.
But
it would have came up, Steve.
You wait. I don't think so. Gary, what do you think?
You don't think if he would have got the MVP after the eight games and they got knocked out by Miami, people still would have, well, the MVP got knocked out again. That's what people still going to say.
From a national perspective, yes, they will. No question. I'm saying from us as Bucks fans of celebrating the accomplishment,
we would have celebrated
before the Bucks playoff run would have began. And now, by the time
Lower
they get
the
knocked
so
out,
you can celebrate.
We're not talking about it. Gary, what about you? What do you think? If they would have announced it prior to the playoffs, do you think it would have been different?
We mean different.
As far as not diminishing from it, had they announced it prior to the playoffs starting?
Well, yeah, I think that.
There you go.
Just the way they went out. Yeah, LeRoy ain't going to get down with us.
Out is out, man.
No.
It don't matter. So you can do it early, so you can celebrate? You can still celebrate.
Well, you know what? And you may not.
May not.
You might have got a little kick from it.
If you
would have done it while you were playing the Heat and made them juggle, would have stood up and played a little harder. for
you
him.
Just heard what Dragic said. Now stop it.
Yeah, that's what
they don't care
said.
About that.
That's what
they don't care nothing about that. Yeah, Eric Spoelstra would did the same
all,
thing.
All I know, Steve, we're going down another road. All I know is, for me, it took away the shine of him winning the MVP by the way they were out.
I agree.
Well, you'll get over
that,
it.
Yeah, that's all I
totally
know.
Agree.
Well, I'm still
and he knows
excited
it too.
About it.
He right. knows it too. That's why he said
I'm
what he
excited
said.
About it. Just like
what? No,
Ryan Braun hit 350
you're not excited
home
about
run.
It. You should be excited about it. I'm excited too, but not as.
I can't tell.
All right, let's go to Trav and Trav and Brown Deer. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Yep. I'm riding Leroy's. I think, you know, it's a little tarnished, but it's the regular season.
Yeah, it's a little
season.
Tarnished, yeah.
But at the same time, how many MVPs did Mike win, you know, regular season? And I'm sure he got put out once or twice in the first round of the playoffs.
Probably.
And,
oh, he did. Yeah, that happened to Mike.
Right? So
yes, he had.
A lot of people, probably.
Right. And I don't know how the announcements were back then, but let's accept it, you know. He deserved it. I knew he was going to win it.
Right.
And just unfortunate. And I think he's staying in Milwaukee with his comments.
Me
know?
Too.
Me too. Me too.
Now he just his brother, you know, after overseas, you know.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the call.
One of them gonna get a ring because he went with the Lakers. But my thing is this:
they gotta get to the finals first.
You just said he just said he won't stay for 15 years, and I guarantee you, Bucks fans still gonna say. I don't believe it until he signs it.
Yep.
Y'all give me
that's
heartburn,
true.
Man.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all
I think that's
deserve
true.
A superstar.
Yeah. Hey,
I hope he leaves.
Real quickly, we're going to get one more call in, and then I got some more college football stuff for Gary here. Mike on the South Side, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, guys. Brand new phone. I'm loving life. Got the notebook out.
Nice.
I'll be quick because I know you got to move on. Okay. It's a regular season award, right?
Correct.
Correct. Did he win?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. A.J. Wilson won the WNBA Most Valuable Player regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Yelich staring down MVP last mm-hmm. season, got hurt. Probably took him out. Social media, put your voice to your opinion. Call the radio, the big show. You know, I'm like, you don't wait till someone loses in the first round and say, well, you're not the MVP.
Exactly.
And I'll let you guys go.
All right, thanks for the call.
Exactly. That's a good one to button it up on. Right
appreciate
there,
it.
Right
I think people are very confused listening to the radio show right now, but that's okay.
I don't see how.
We got here, Corey.
Confused?
Corey says, tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan, it's not about the playoffs. That's why they have a finals MVP. Mike Trout is this generation's
exactly.
best player in MLB. He's never even been in the playoffs, so stop comparing the two. But Corey.
Exactly.
If
like, give him a like. Give him a like first.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he's a Bucks fan or not. I have no idea. But
no,
if
a facts
for me, again, as a Bucks fan, maybe there's two different people. Maybe there's Giannis fan. Maybe there's Bucks fan, right? For me as a Bucks fan, like pretty much nothing you're going to tell me right now is going to get me very excited after getting knocked out by Heat in the second round. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm
so
just not. I'm not.
Again.
Not
AJ
over
Dillon
it. Not over it. Not done with it. Not moved on. Not even a little bit. And then I got to watch the Heat play in the next round on top of it and be up 2-0 on Boston. And the reason they're up 2-0 on Boston at this point is because Boston doesn't know how to go against a 2-3 zone apparently and attack it and are all kinds of messed up. So again, that's frustrating. And see, now look, now you got me all fired up again. Mequon Weather, Nick tweets at the fan. Would you rather Giannis win MVP 3 years in a row or the Bucks win the NBA championship? Let me know your thoughts. I'll take the championship.
Well, everybody would.
Right? Everybody takes the championship.
Would. Yeah, of course.
No question.
Win MVP again if they keep doing regular season award. But then what's gonna not keep it, is people like Eric Names are upset. That he didn't win a championship, now they won't vote for him again. But the rules are, when you get that rule, the rules. Now, I didn't write the rules. I just have to follow them. Regular season, if I put up the same numbers in my team, the number one team again, which they will be, he should win MVP again.
I got some college football news here for you a little bit earlier.
What conference?
Houston and Baylor. A football game set for Saturday in Waco, Texas, has been postponed after Baylor did not meet the Big 12 Conference COVID-19 thresholds for playing.
Uh-oh.
One of Baylor's position groups did not meet the thresholds for competition. according to the source. The schools have agreed to honor their home-and-home agreement and monitor dates for future scheduling opportunities. So there you go. And that's the issue. Brought it up yesterday to Chris McIntosh. If you get a position group that gets too many guys out, you can't play.
It's a wrap.
You ain't playing. It's
they
over.
Got no quarterbacks.
And that's it. So it doesn't say that which
gotta
position.
Be the only, it got to be quarterbacks. See, what other position would make you?
Well, the other thing was last week a game got canceled because I want to say they had no running backs.
You can have a wide receiver go in there like Gary and do that.
I think that's – but no, but I think – I could be wrong about this, but I think you have to submit your position groups in their groupings.
Probably.
And then if you lose however many of that grouping, then essentially you can't play.
That. Yeah, you have to do that, yeah.
Right. And it's going to be something that they're going to have to deal with across the board. All right, coming up next, Big Show Knows Fantasy. Here's your chance to compete against Gary Ellerson, the former NFL running back with the Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions. Compete against Leroy Butler, played for the Packers, invented the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. You could brag to your family and friends and beat both of them in fantasy football during the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Dial it up now. Standards, well, not standard, PPR scoring format, 4 points for a passing touchdown, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Dan Plucker will take...
Plucker's still here?
Dan Plucker's still here. He'll pick which one gets to come on there to compete against Gary Leroy and myself.
I got a question for him when we come back.
So Big Show Knows Fantasy straight ahead. But first, watching football this year is a different experience. If you're doing your at-home tailgating, make sure one thing which hasn't changed is the quality of meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Nothing goes better at kickoff than Robert's legendary ribs on a stick. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce, ready in just minutes. Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue, garlic, parmesan, and Door County cherry flavors. You'll also find over 30 varieties of handmade sausages and brats at Robert's, including their Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. Our boy, our old intern Block, Jake, just went over to Robert's and got himself a 2-pound Al Capone roast he plans on eating this weekend. They're open on Sundays with their hot pit ham, perfect for game day sandwiches. Visit them in Waukesha or call Robert Specialty Meats today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the ideal treats. Visit their website, Robert Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com. That's Robert Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there is only one place. Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. All right, still looking for a caller if you want to compete against Gary Ellerson, Leroy, myself, and Dan Plucker. In fantasy football, Big Show Knows Fantasy. Now is your time. Dial it up, 414-799-1250.
These guys claim to know a lot, but let's see if these guys really do know fantasy football. It's time for the Big Show Knows Fantasy. Brought to you by the Jewelry Center. Shop their three convenient locations for engagement rings, wedding bands, diamonds, watch batteries, and jewelry repair. Go to shoptjc.com.
All right, time for Big Show Knows Fantasy. Dan Plucker will get us all set up in the order that we are going in here. All right, Dan, so who goes first this week?
The callers actually go first, and I have one calling
call
in
right
now.
All right, so Dan Plucker will get that. Here is how the game is played. It is a PPR format, points per reception format, okay? So you also need to know that it is 4 points for a passing touchdown. PPR league, 4 points for a passing touchdown. Games that will not count. Obviously, you can't pick the Thursday night game that just happened between the Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. You can also not pick from the Monday night game. So you cannot pick any Saints players or Las Vegas Raiders players. Those teams are out. So no Cleveland, no Cincy, no New Orleans, and no Las Vegas. PPR league, 4 points for a passing touchdown is how this goes. And is this Mo on line one? All right, let's go to Mo. You're picking first on behalf of the fans. Fans fared last week. We'll see how you do this week. Regarding the listeners, you get the first pick, Mo. Who would you like?
I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes.
That's a good, solid pick. Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback, of course, of the Kansas City Chiefs, is the pick for Mo. Thanks for the call, Mo. Appreciate it. And the Kansas City Chiefs are in L.A. to take on the Chargers, a 3:25 kick coming up tomorrow afternoon. So Patrick Mahomes off the board. Who is next?
Leroy will be up next.
Leroy
Devontae
Butler.
Devontae Adams.
And that makes sense because he said he'll break the single-game reception mark this week, which is, what, 15 you said, right?
Yep.
So
15 for 170 and 3 touchdowns.
Packers Lions play at noon at Lambeau Field. We'll have the Green and Gold postgame show immediately following that one with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson here on The Fan from 3 until 6 on Sunday afternoon. Looking forward to hearing the postgame show for sure. All right, so Mahomes off the board, Devontae Adams off the board.
Sparky, you're next.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, my pick.
Guaranteed,
I picked.
That's what Gary was going
to
get.
I picked Rodgers to go for 350 and 3 touchdowns, so hopefully I am right, and this works to my benefit. And if it does, Devontae is going to go too, so this could be between me and Leroy at the end of the day. okay, so that's through 3. Who is next?
I'm next. I'm going to go Lamar Jackson against that putrid Houston Texans defense.
Yep, I had Lamar Jackson last week.
They are terrible.
Always a good pick. Always good to have them. Speaking of that game, remember yesterday we were talking about the mouth guards that they were talking about possibly having teams that play in Michigan possibly have to wear. The governor was talking about it from Michigan, and we had said that they made enough for the NFL players to wear them if they would like. There was a story out today. Only 3 players wore them in week 1 of the entire National Football League. Only 3 chose to wear them. And a lot of the conversation is that it gets way too hot in there, I guess, wearing them.
Really?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, well, it makes sense because you think about it. If you wear glasses and you have a mask on, your glasses tend to fog up, right? Or Andy Reid with that huge mask that he had on, that plastic thing, that thing all fogged up as well when he was wearing it. So it would make sense that it would probably make it warmer, and you're still playing in pretty warm temperatures. Maybe it'll change once they get into colder temperatures where maybe you want that extra warmth a little bit. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Okay, so Lamar Jackson is off the board. So far, Patrick Mahomes, then Devontae Adams, then Aaron Rodgers, then Lamar Jackson, the champ from week 1, Gary Ellerson, goes next.
Give me that guy that Leroy had last week. McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey in Tampa on a noon kick. For the Carolina Panthers, he gets to make that pick. So those are the picks. We will
put up 35 points on them.
Recap it coming up on Monday. Green and Robert Hack Diamond's Green and Gold Monday show on Monday. Okay, coming up next, we will talk with Ryan Wood, a Green and Gold insider from the Green Bay Press Gazette, get his prediction for the Packer game coming up this week, and see just how easy of a game he thinks this will be for the Packers offense. That's next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, only on The Fan. And only from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you joining us momentarily will be Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Hey, everywhere you go, Wisconsin's all in, staying 6 feet apart and keeping gathering smaller, ways we can all help to defeat the virus. Be a good neighbor. Show us how you're all in using hashtag WeAreAllIn. Learn more at WeAreAllInWI.com.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our Green and Gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
All right, bringing on Ryan Wood now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Ryan. How are you?
Doing great. How's it going, guys?
Going good. I guess first things first, you know, this injury report is out. And for the Lions, Galladay, Bryant, and Trufant all out for the Lions this week. And really, at the end of the day, it's probably going to be hard for Packer fans to see any way the Packers lose this game.
Yeah, it was really hard for Lions fans to see any way that the Lions would lose any of the games last year when they didn't trail for a single minute. So you never know what's going to happen, obviously.
True, yeah.
But it's a favorable injury report for the Packers, to say the least.
You know, the other thing about this is when you're the Packers with no Kenny Clark, rush defense obviously is going to be a concern heading into this one, having to deal with AP and company for the Lions.
Yeah, no question. That's not a good thing for that defensive front. You know, Matt LaFleur said today that defensive line it left something to be desired against the Vikings. You know, as good as the opener was for the Packers, it wasn't perfect, and that was an area of deficiency that they want to be better in. And it's going to be much obviously, it's going to be difficult to be better at that area without Kenny Clark. So, Adrian Peterson, ageless wonder, part robot, I think. I mean, the guy just keeps going and not going against the best Packers defensive front this week. That is an area of concern for the Packers, no question.
No, you're right about that. And so, and I think we talked a little bit about this, but then now does that put a little bit more pressure on Za'Darius playing maybe like multiple roles to try to help make up for the loss of Kenny Clark?
Yeah, I think so. He's already done that. His sack last week came from an interior spot. So, they've already been putting him inside quite a bit. I think you might even see it more now with Kenny Clark out. And you know, they like to be multiple up front. They like guys that can put their hand on the ground or stand up and rush from the edge. So, I don't think there's any question you want to see quite a bit of Za'Darius Smith on the inside. You're probably going to see a lot of two inside linebackers too. Chris Barnes probably going to get a healthy sample of snaps. Got 15 last week. Would imagine he plays a lot again and kind of more of that true base look because, you know, the Lions are not going to have Kenny Galladay. So it is, you know, they got Matthew Stafford back there. They've got that big right arm back there. But it is going to be in a lot of ways stopping Adrian Peterson. It's, you know, it's almost circa 2010 again. It's you know, a different season in the NFC North. Nothing ever changes. It's always stopping Adrian Peterson.
I think for me, it's the offensive line. I'd like to see Wagner start at right tackle with Billy Turner back to his natural position guard. I'm not sure how they'll make that work, but I know they have to be happy that Lucas Patrick did return to practice.
Yeah, I'm curious how they'll go there too, Leroy. They could go a couple different ways. You're right. They could go Rick Wagner at right tackle and Billy Turner at right guard, or they could go Lucas Patrick at right guard and Billy Turner at right tackle. Frankly, they all, you know, Billy Turner didn't play last week, but Patrick and Wagner both played well last week. Everyone that was on the offensive line last week played well. There was no weak link on the offensive line. So that, in some ways, it's a good problem to have, but that makes the decision even more difficult because it's not an obvious decision. I think it'll be very interesting to see which way Matt LaFleur goes.
You know, when we talk about this, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, and we go into this game, and we looked last week at the wide receivers, and we saw that EQ was out and not playing that game. Everybody was kind of surprised. You look at the injury report this week. He's out again. They're saying it's a knee. How serious is it?
Yeah, I don't know how serious it is. It's serious enough for him to be off the field. You know, he didn't do anything this week, and he's already out, ruled out for Sunday. So not what he needs, obviously, because he missed all last year with the high ankle sprain on IR, and now he's trying to get himself back and knock off that rust and continue developing as a young player, a young late-round pick, and he's not able to do that because of the knee. So that in and of itself is just the longer he's out, the more he's missing. He's already missed a lot.
My good friend Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is very concerned about Aaron Jones losing carry playing time to A.J. Dillon. Is that a concern?
You know, so last year in the opener, Aaron Jones' first opener under Matt LaFleur, he had 14 touches. This year he had 20 touches, which for an opener, if we know anything about how the Packers historically, whether it's Matt LaFleur or Mike McCarthy, have handled Aaron Jones early in the season, especially in September, is that he doesn't get the football much, right? 20 touches, 16 carries, 4 catches. He was targeted, I think, 2 other times. For week one, that's fairly substantial
that's,
for him.
That's a lot. And that's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that they're going to really increase it that much. So my point is this: they're starting from a pretty high plateau already. It's not like they're ramping him up from 14, and they're starting at 20. I think that it's going to some weeks depend on how the game goes. If it's a blowout Sunday, and it could be a blowout Sunday, I don't think you're going to see him getting 20 to 25 touches. He's not going to need that. But if the, you know, last year's a great example, 14 in the opener, I think he had, what, 25 touches against the Vikings week two last year? And that was because the game was competitive and they needed him to have that many. So a lot of it is going to be game-by-game basis. It's all in all, you only want to use him as much as you have to early in the season because you want him fresh late in the season. It's not like you're going into it saying, how much can we limit him off the bat? But if you can limit his touches early, you're going to get dividends paid late. So it's a sound strategy to have if you can afford it. This week might be a week that they can afford it.
So, but I guess my question is, should he feel threatened by A.J. Dillon?
No, I think that's more of a Jamal Williams thing. And, you know, Matt LaFleur has said this week that he wants A.J. Dillon to have more carries than two.
Correct.
But I think that short-term, the threat is to Jamal Williams. Long-term, perhaps, the threat is to Aaron Jones. If he doesn't get an extension here, it could be because they feel A.J. Dillon is ready for that role, and maybe you don't have to pay a running back. And I think teams, by and large, if they can avoid it, would prefer not to pay running backs. That's what the league has shown. So, which is why it's no coincidence that when Aaron Jones was asked today what he thought about Alvin Kamara and Dalvin Cook in extensions last weekend, he had a big smile. Because what's good for one running back in this league is good for all running backs in this league. It's just the way the market is. He said it himself. He said, "Hey, they're helping every running back on the market when they're getting those extensions." So, but long term, the threat A.J. Dillon might pose to Aaron Jones it might be significant. Short term, Aaron Jones is the best playmaker in that backfield, and other than Davante Adams, the best playmaker on the team.
Yeah, well, we've been through it already where he wasn't being utilized correctly because McCarthy decided to go elsewhere. So we've been through it once. I just, for me, when we get to talking about A.J. Dillon, he fits into the style of play, that type of running back he had in Tennessee. He's already made comments about when it gets colder out, I wouldn't want to be a guy trying to tackle him in November and December. This week, we're going to increase A.J. Dillon's carries. I mean, LaFleur is putting the writing on the wall for everybody that, dude, eventually we're going to unleash this dude, and this is where we're going. And you've got your other two running backs that are free agents at the end of the season. Once A.J. Dillon gets unleashed, once this happens, it's not going to be good for Jamal Williams, who I think really at the end of the day has improved quite a bit and probably will be the odd man out this offseason.
Yeah, I think, again, that the short-term threat is to Jamal Williams, and it's not because Jamal Williams isn't good. There are things that he does better than any running back on this depth chart. Pass block, he's a really natural receiver, worked a lot on it this offseason. We'll have to see. I mean, you know, it's so early. We've seen two carries from A.J. Dillon. They both look good. I thought he showed some he got holes on both, but he showed some good bursts, 7 yards of pop on each. For a guy that size, he showed some quickness there. All in all, we've seen two carries. And the reality when it comes to Aaron Jones is that if he's – leading the league in touchdowns and averaging 4.5 to 5 yards a carry, he's going to get the football. Then that's going to happen if he's doing that. And there's every reason based on his history to think that he will be doing that. So I don't see A.J. Dillon supplanting Aaron Jones.
No, I don't think he's supplanting Aaron Jones. I think he's supplanting Jamal Williams' carries. That's how I think this whole thing is going to play out by the end of the year. I mean, you are going to see, I think, Aaron Jones get his 15 carries, and I think A.J. Dillon will be somewhere around 10 to 12 by the end of the season, would be my guess.
Yeah, maybe more like 20 for Aaron Jones. I think they want to run the football a lot. The fact that they started with 20 catches for Aaron Jones in week one, it was almost like, you know, and what, Jamal Williams was second with 7? That's a lot. A fair amount for a secondary running back. It was almost like they if you look at what they did from a philosophical standpoint with their offense on Sunday, it was running the pass. It was running to set up the pass. It was all that horizontal movement early in the game, then vertical shots deep. They have to have a basis of a lot of running attempts to make that work. So there's going to be touches and there's going to be carries to go around in this offense for running backs, because that is the bedrock of this offense, is making sure those guys have enough opportunities that you can run to set up the pass.
All right, Ryan Wood, time for your prediction for this week's game between the Packers and the Lions.
Yeah, I've got Packers 34, Lions 17.
That's a roll out the helmet, Gary. That's 17 points there, buddy.
Yeah, no. And here's the thing. I mean, in the back of my head, I'm saying that knowing that this is a team that led for exactly 0 minutes last year, right? But this is also a team that led for 0 minutes and was 2-0 against the Lions. So, you know, it's something where it could be closer than what we all expect. I didn't think that it'd be particularly close last year, and I was wrong. But the Packers feasted on young cornerbacks in Minnesota. There's no Desmond Trufant this week. There's no Kenny Galladay this week on the other side of the ball. Yeah, they don't have Kenny Clark against Adrian Peterson, but I don't see how this Lions secondary stops Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams with what we saw a week ago.
All right, there he is. We'll talk to Ryan Wood one more time on Wednesday next week. Enjoy the game, Ryan, and we'll talk to you Wednesday.
Hey, have a good weekend, guys.
Take care. There he is, Ryan Wood, and the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is your passion on growing your home. Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. Take a quick time out. Come back on the other side. Aaron Rodgers was a topic of conversation yesterday, and a topic that we decided to do today came up within the conversation yesterday. We'll tell you what that is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.